Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Get up, get up, get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Okay, so we're ready, and here we are. It's the Simon Says Podcast, number 70.
Look Yay. At us.
Welcome. I'm Sean. Charlie and Maddie are right over there. We do the Get Up Show on 98.7 Simon out of Greensboro, and we do this podcast once a week until we don't anymore. But thank you for being here. You know, all of you out there listening, all
you
20
never
or so.
Know when it could be the last one, so yeah. Keep
oh,
listening.
Yeah, enjoy every single one like it could be the last.
Yeah. We would like to look, listen, hey, get in touch with us because however many people's listening, we could call them all out by name right here at the front part of the show.
It'll be like Romper Room looking through the magic mirror.
We'll still have plenty of time to do another 30 minutes.
No problem.
Creed and Mark and Bill and Joe. Uh-huh.
Yeah. My sister. I don't know if she's still listening or not. I don't know if my sister Jennifer's still listening. And her daughter.
Jennifer?
Her daughter, Big Baby, was listening with her for a while, but I feel like she's probably moved on, too. But anyway, yeah. So, hey, what's going on, everybody? Click it and like it and subscribe it and share it and click it or tick it. And
yeah, turn around, don't drown.
Wipe it. So, Memorial Day. Memorial Day is going to be normal. The little lady on TV was all happy to say it, and she looked like she knew I thought she was crazy when she was saying it, because she was like, she was one of those national health ladies who had been telling us for so long, don't go out of your house without, you know, spraying it down and putting your mask on. And
for so long, nothing is normal. Nothing is normal. Do not act normal. And now it's like, oh, you can be normal again.
Yeah, if you're fully vaccinated, you can have a normal Memorial Day. Well, that, you know, there's varying degrees of normal. What do you do on Memorial Day? I mean, do you take all your clothes off and run around and rub on people?
Yeah, I mean, that was my tradition.
Right.
Mouth kissing the world.
I was talking to you.
Yeah.
I haven't done that up until now, but maybe I should start.
Well, you ain't all the way vaxxed yet. You got one more.
No, but yeah, I still think I'm good.
But it also, it makes me feel bad for people who have not gotten vaccinated for real reasons. You know, people have their reasons, whether it be like an immuno thing. You don't want to get a shot that has stuff in it because you're immunodeficient in some way and you're worried about getting sick. There's legitimate reasons not to.
Not everyone can.
Right. And so for those people, you're basically being told, everybody else gets to have a regular Memorial Day, nanny, nanny, boo-boo.
Yeah. So the rest of you enjoy your shut-in life, and I'll mouth kiss you through the window.
Ew. But if everyone else is vaccinated, then won't they be okay?
Now, here's well, eventually. That was your thing. That was you glomming on. And eventually, yes. The answer is yes, because I just saw where like 50%, was it 50% of adults in America have been fully vaccinated, and now the kids, the 12 to 17s, are getting vaccinated at a rapid pace, and they're giving away gift cards and lottery tickets to incentivize people to do it.
How do we get that $1 million lottery thing in there? Like, North Carolina didn't get that. Ohio gets to get a lottery.
New York State.
We're getting $5 gift cards.
We get free Krispy Kreme donuts.
Ain't nothing wrong with a Krispy Kreme donut.
I still haven't cashed in on that. I forgot what? All about that. The Krispy Kreme.
Oh, and Shake Shack. And we found that there are Shake Shacks around here. You know, there's one in Cary, and then there's like six down in Charlotte. So yeah. It depends on how bad do you want a freebie.
Hey, let me borrow your cards. I'll go stock up.
I've been through vaccinated with my different, six times.
I'll go through with my mustache. I'm Sean Southers.
And me, boss.
But, yeah. I can't wait to see how you pass for me.
Oh, he could do it.
He's Charlie.
You remember that picture of him in the dress from Asheville?
Right, yeah.
I'll put some powder on my beard so it doesn't look more fleshy.
Oh, it'll be like, what's his face? The Joker.
Cesar Romero.
Yeah, that's a timely reference.
Like, hey, Cesar Romero, seriously, man, you're going to be the Joker. You're a clown. We need you to shave that mustache.
No way. This is my identity.
Good job.
I like a good makeup facial hair.
And you know, as a kid watching that Batman, the original Batman TV series, when the Joker was on there, it looked a little funny. It looked a little bumpy. But then not until being a grown-up watching those old reruns did I say, wait, there's a mustache under that.
Do you think that corresponds with high-def TV? Like, perhaps. You know, back in the day, it was like, oh, I mean, you weren't thinking about it. Everything was kind of blurry.
It was all a little fuzzy.
Yeah.
True. That show was just awful, too.
Oh,
but
God,
that's,
yeah.
You know, it's just the times, though. You can't go with today's technology and look back on that and be like, this is awful, because we have just such completely different technology now. Back then, that was some of the things they did. I mean, climbing up the side of the building. It's really climbing up that building.
That was cutting edge. You know what we need more of now in today's TV is bang, boom, and pow.
Boff.
Yeah.
Zowie.
They need more boff. Ain't no boff going on these days. So who cares about the Friends reunion? I know Charlie's big into the Friends, and I've told you guys enough times that you're sick of hearing it that I can't watch that show anymore. I loved it to death when it was on. I never once missed it. The whole run. It was like 94 to 2004, I believe. Never missed it. Loved it. It was must-see TV. Was not an exaggeration. And the reunion thing, the sit-down talk and the table reading and everything is happening now.
Yeah, it's they're doing Thursday it right night now. Is when it starts sitting? Streaming.
Yeah. Yeah, it starts streaming this week.
What is your problem with it now? Because I still find it absolutely hilarious. I was watching, I actually put together my five things for this week were some of the quotes from Friends that I still use. And I was finding the clips of the characters using these quotes. Mm-hmm. And I was still sitting here just giggling at some scenes that I hadn't watched in a long time. And so I don't know, is it because you're just so far removed from that lifestyle? Or what is it that doesn't click for you anymore?
I just find it hard to watch. It seems so contrived and... don't they have a real heavy laugh track on it too, or is it studio audience? I don't remember. I just remember there being a laugh on it. And
yeah, I think they had a studio audience. But are all sitcoms, older sitcoms, do they affect you that way?
Yeah, pretty much. Because I only watch The Office and Parks and Rec as far as comedies go now, and they don't have any laugh track at all. You know?
No, because they're more documentary style kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and when I do watch Friends, or even Seinfeld for that matter, it's like, here comes the setup, here comes the joke, there's the punchline, there's the audience laughing, there's somebody mugging, you know, it's just tiring.
So it's not even just Friends, it's every old sitcom you just...
Yeah.
You've gotten crotchety.
Perhaps, but you know, I always come back around. It's like I couldn't watch The Rifleman for years and years.
Oh, good. So about 30 years from now, you will really love Friends again.
Well, the reason that I couldn't watch The Rifleman for so long was because he had that dang 30-30 and it never kicked.
Oh, God. All right, so that took you out of it. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. There's no recoil on that gun.
Exactly. It's like, come on, man. That thing kicks like a horse. I have a 30-30. That's ridiculous that you're shooting that 30-30 from the hip all the time and it doesn't move you. I understand you're 6'6". I understand that you're a big man, but still, that thing's got recoil to it, Jack. But anyway, back to friends.
It's weird how different stuff will take you out like that. Like, there's something simple. You know what used to always bug me? And because we're in radio and, like, there's different, like, editing software and the audio stuff that we use. Like, I worshiped the show CSI. But every time they would do, like, can you isolate? I think there's a dog barking in the background. Or I hear a train whistle. And they'd go, do-do-do-do-do. And it would, you would just hear that one thing.
It was,
like,
so clear.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
That's not how any of this work. Like, I can hear somebody on a telephone across the room. It's like, no, that's not.
Well, Maddie, what about you and Friends? Did you used to watch it when it was on, and how do you feel about it now?
I didn't really like, I mean, I guess I watched it, but not religiously, and I definitely don't. I don't feel any either way about it.
It was neat to hear that when it was all over, when they were done filming, and Matthew Perry says he regrets not doing that last season. Was he the breaking point? Was he the reason they didn't do an 11th season? I don't know, but he says that he wished he had. And then when it was all over, they all took home a chunk of that fake sidewalk in front of Central Perk
as
a souvenir. Yeah.
Oh, that's neat. I mean, I would just be stealing all the set.
Totally.
Everything. The picture frame around the eye hole. Just all the stuff.
Well, I guess you'll find out on the show what everybody stole. We know from the slurred speech preview that Matthew Perry stole the cookie jar and gave it to Lisa Kudrow.
And he stole all the drugs that were hidden around the...
Well, did you hear why he was slurring like that? They said that he had some severe dental work done right before.
Oh, sure. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Me too, man.
That reminds me of college.
So much dental work.
I had so much dental work back in the day.
Golly. I can't wait for the weekend to get all that dental work done.
Oh, God, speaking of dental work. Did you hear that some colleges, this is starting out in California, but maybe it'll spread. They're now saying they're not even going to look at SATs and stuff like that anymore for people coming in. Like, don't even worry about it anymore. Do you remember how we used to have to sweat that?
What? Why? Yeah. Why not?
Don't know. I guess it's, even up the playing field. But yeah, they're taking it off the table. The reason I bring that up in the dentist is because the day of my SAT, I had forgotten all about that. It was a Saturday, and the night before, I had been at the dentist all night.
Oh.
I mean, had a serious emergency.
24-hour dental work.
I mean, triple root canal, am I right?
Crazy dentist appointment all night. And then I was on the schedule at the radio station the next morning, of course. You can do that because you're talking, it was a country station and you're talking for like 30 seconds every few records.
And then you can put your head down.
Your head down.
You take a deep breath, collect yourself, wipe the flop sweat off.
And there was a back door right off the studio. So
perfect.
Get some fresh air. But anyway, so the morning comes and I don't remember how I was reminded of the SAT. So I haul ass to the school and get in there just barely. I sit down and take the SAT. Like, the room is spinning, and I finish the SAT, and then I get to the radio station hours late because I was on the schedule that morning and forgot.
And understand, back at that time, if you were late for your shift, the other person just had to stay there till you got there.
She had to stay.
That was called my every Saturday into Sunday. The dude never showed up for a 6 a.m. shift.
So I got there, and I was still feeling that dentist appointment even after the whole SAT thing. And I get there, and the girl's standing there at the door like she's been pacing for so long. And I go, oh, my God, I totally forgot I had the SAT. I'm so sorry. No, it's okay. I just wish somebody would have let me know. It's cool now, but, and literally hours late, man.
Yeah.
And blew it. SAT was awful. But, I didn't need it. I ended up... I ended up going to college. I went straight to work, as you guys know.
Yes.
But for the next generation and the generation after that, it's going to be different if there's no SAT, because that's a lot of pressure.
Well, there still has to be some kind of a scale to allow you in. I mean, just anybody, just any rando. It doesn't matter what your grades are. It doesn't matter.
No.
SAT and grades are different.
Yeah.
That's different.
Right. I understand, but an SAT is a collective snapshot of what you know and what you've learned. If you can't do well on the SAT, then maybe you don't know anything.
Well, could be, but they also do all those preparation courses for SAT, and they prepare people for a test rather than teach people. You know, I think is probably where this comes from. Is it? It may be based on that. You know, instead of really teaching the subject matter, they teach you what's on the test. You know?
Yeah. Well, and that's all schools nowadays. Though they teach you what's going to be on the EOGs. They teach you what's going to be on those. What are they called? The assessment tests that they do.
Yeah, and my kid just had to do hers. She was so excited, you know, because she stayed in remote school. She never went back. And this was her first time back in school with other kids. And she was so excited, like so nervous, laying her clothes out, changing her outfit and all that stuff. So excited to go back. It was kind of neat to see her, you know, getting ready for that and getting nervous about that.
Yeah, but it's funny, though, it seems to me, because she didn't want to go back before. That's why she stayed in remote school, right?
Yeah, yeah. Because, well, she had, like I told you, 107 average. She didn't want to fool with that. And she was also very freaked out about the virus. And she's now had one of her shots. When they made it to where kids her age could get it, she wanted to get it right away. So she's had one. And
I wonder why she was so freaked out about the virus. Where would she learn to be scared of things?
TV.
Gunsmoke. The Rifleman.
But when she had this band concert, they gave them approval at the last second to be able to have this band concert outside, and they were spread all out. She plays French horn. And then all the parents, the audience was way away from them, also spread out. We had to bring our own chairs. It was hot as hell out there. hot mom behind me, by the way. And
of course.
So when she interacted with the kids at the concert, she was like, this was great. I didn't realize how many people I wanted to see, and I met people I only knew online. I only knew on TikTok and Instagram. They're shorter than I thought they were. So she was all into it after that.
Yeah, she realized how much she actually missed them. And that's, you know, I think kids do that. Like, they get kind of, you know, in their own little world, and they kind of forget about other people till they see them, and they're like, oh my God!
Yeah. Do you guys believe, I mean, this is interesting. We were talking not too long ago about ER. Speaking of must-see TV, ER rounded it out at 10 o'clock. Awesome show. Never missed it. Juliana Margulies, who was on it in the beginning with George Clooney. Did you watch that one, Maddie?
Oh, that was one I didn't watch live, but I watched TNT/TBS. Used to play it like a couple episodes in a row, starting at 11 every day.
Okay.
So when I was doing radio, I was working nights. So all day I would just watch ER and then I'd go to work.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And did you love it? Because I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
I did.
Except every time the Dr. Green dying episode came on, I would watch it and get all sad.
Oh, God. How could you not?
That was the first time that a curse word was ever uttered on network television.
Yes. They made a big deal.
Fell in the shower.
Mm-hmm. Was it because Sipowicz also said it on NYPD Blue?
I thought maybe, but it's the first one I ever heard.
And they showed his butt.
Sipowicz?
Yes.
Yeah. Didn't they show Sipowicz's butt?
They did, and it was fantastic. Mm. But anyway, Juliana Margulies said that she and George Clooney never hooked up during the ER days, and she said the reason why was George Clooney had this motto that they always joked about it, and he said that he never blanked where he eats.
Okay.
And he said, you know, that they still talk about it. If they ever run into each other, they're like, thank God we never did it when we worked together on ER. And they mentioned this. I never knew about this, that Bruce Willis and Cybill Shepherd hooked up like right up front on the pilot for Moonlighting.
Oh, gosh.
And then that was part of that tension that they had?
They hated each other.
Yeah,
they hated each other the whole time. And this one I didn't know, that David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson did the same thing.
Uh-huh.
And then they were on that show for 7 years, absolutely hating each other's guts because it didn't work out.
I mean, Clooney, he knew what he was doing, because that can cause so many problems when you have to work daily with a person. You're like, you got to do love scenes with them, but you cannot stand the air they breathe.
But what if it worked out? I think that's off. Well, I mean, I get it. Because she said, on the other hand, because they never did follow through with that, they had that crush on each other and they had that energy where they never did. And it kept going the whole way through the show. You know?
Yeah, it makes for better acting.
I guess. Yeah. But what if they would have fallen in love? Like, I don't know, Lucy
and
Ricky.
Could, if they were supposed to fall in love, it would have happened after the show was over. Because then they could have acted on all those feelings they always had.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
Kloon had to wait. He had lots of more relationships to get out of the way before he could settle down.
Have you seen how old he looks right now?
I don't think he looks that old. I mean, he looks older.
I think he still looks good. He was in a movie where he was supposed to look old, but I think when he's just he's still very dashing. Yeah.
Nah, there was a picture of him like in real life the other day, just doing something. And I was like, what? Who is this? Kind of looks like George Clooney, but it's, and then it was. Who's this old dark-eyed dude? It really was.
Well, how old is he now? He's only like...
He's like 79.
Oh, he is not.
Bless his
heart. Oh, man. So I was going through... You know, we have that thing that catches your email. I don't know if everybody has this thing on their work email where it captures risky email, and then you have to go inside another folder to find your risky email. Mm-hmm. And I was digging around in that the other day because we thought we had missed an invitation. There's a scandal going on. My little girl wasn't invited to a birthday party, and we found out because they posted pictures of the birthday party.
Aww.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But she had fun anyway doing something else, but she was just curious about it. So I was digging around through my email looking to see if I'd missed an evite, which has happened before. Mm-hmm. And I did, in fact, miss an evite from something else. And so I was like, oh, my God, what's this? And I tried to release it so I could read the email, and it disappeared. And now I don't know what the hell I was invited to, and I can't find it. And I probably wouldn't have gone anyway, but I want to know what it was.
You wanted to tell them that you weren't coming, or that maybe you would.
No, I'm not going to do that either, but I want to know what I missed so I know that I missed it, because I'm going to miss it anyway. No, I get what you're saying.
So you can feel satisfied that you missed it?
I just want to know.
Sometimes it's nice to be invited.
Exactly.
I got an email from some friends of mine. They're doing like a big trip, and a whole mess of them are going. And I was just very happy that it was. I felt very glad that they invited me because they're all. Since I moved to what we like to call Virginia, since I live so far away from my old neighborhood, I don't hang out as much, and so it made me laugh. I was like, "Oh, thanks for inviting me." No, I can't go.
Well, Sean, just be happy and feel included. You don't need to know what you were included in. Yay, someone included me.
But I feel like I want to track them down and say, hey, you sent me an invitation some time ago and I didn't get it and wasn't able to open it. What was I invited to? You know, is that too weird?
No.
You do know who it was from?
Kinda. Yeah.
Can you go
you just
on the website?
Ask everyone you know.
Do what?
Can you go on the website?
Evite?
Yeah.
Well, what do I do then?
Log in, and it'll probably show you.
How do you log into Evite?
I said it before I realized what I was saying. I apologize.
What do you mean?
No.
I'm sorry. I forgot who I was talking to.
Right.
You're right.
Then you'd have to do things on the intranets.
No, what do you mean log into Evite? Is that a thing?
Yeah, I have an Evite account.
Well, then you log in and see what it was.
I wasn't invited.
What, but you have an account?
It's going to be private. But it's gonna be...
I would only see it if I was invited to the event. Like, you would log into your Evite account to see what you have been invited to or what you
well,
sent out.
Well, put me in.
Oh, okay, hold on. Let me tell you. Sean's Evite list.
Yeah, put me in.
Oh, man. You're never going to believe this. What you were invited to Prince Philip's funeral. The queen. The queen was all alone? It was going to be you.
That was your seat.
There was this thing.
Move it.
That's why she looks so sad. You blew
her
off.
There was this thing going around. My daughter was telling me, and she brought it up when he died. Things that could kill Prince Philip.
Oh,
God, that's Tim Breeze.
Yeah. Hold on.
Air.
Well, one of them was like a sip of Monster Energy drink.
You know what's crazy is what, like a month before he actually died, he rolled his vehicle.
Yes.
And he survived that. That's what's insane to me is yeah. that, I mean, I look, he was in his late 90s.
Things
very old.
Things that would kill Prince Philip. Jack in the Box. Bread popping out of the toaster. Any song made after 1963. Warheads candy.
Yes.
Commercials that come on and are louder than the TV show he's watching. Oh. A strobe light. A dog barking. Any carbonated beverage. Going down the... Going down the stairs, but accidentally taking an extra step.
Oh, dude. That I'm sorry. That is still like you feel your body like, oh.
Alarm clock.
Yeah.
Sneeze. That fake fall that your body does when you're asleep.
Oh, gosh.
A cat suddenly getting startled. Taco Bell.
Oh.
Doorbell.
A slight breeze.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. There's more, mm-hmm. but the rest of them are mean.
A siren on the radio.
Yeah, a horn honking on the radio.
Horn honking.
Oh my God, that's great.
Yeah.
Since we're on the royal family, can we just talk a minute about how crazy I think Prince Harry is?
Why? He's great.
No, because he's sitting here. We want to get away from the royal family so that we can live our lives in private and not have everything examined. But I'm going to sit over here and talk to Oprah about every single thing that ever happened in my entire life that made me who I am today.
Yeah, but Oprah keeps everything on the down low, so it's cool.
Yeah.
And like he said, he's trying to do things with his son that he didn't get to do with his own father. And he said one of those was riding a bike. And then people dug up all these pictures of him and Charles riding bikes.
Oh, then that's not cool.
I think Harry's losing it.
Yeah, that's not real cool, man.
Yeah, but at the same time, I think if you look at the big picture with him, I mean, think about how he grew up. And, you know, the stuff with his mom and plus, I mean, all the scrutiny that they're under, he's probably got his own warped sense of his own reality. So in his mind, what he's thinking of is probably his reality. Like, I'm sure he's thinking, like, when he says ride bikes with his dad or his dad teaching, maybe he means like his dad taught him how to ride a bike. I'm sure some butler somewhere was the one who held onto the back.
No question. But, you know, I hear what you're saying, and he does. I don't know. I think he's trying to not be crazy. I think that he's cleansing himself by saying all these things out loud, and he's trying to be a normal person. He's trying to leave that behind because, like what Maddie just said, a butler did that. And to this day, there's a guy whose job it is to put the toothpaste on Prince Charles's toothbrush in the morning. You know, it's so like, that's...
Go back and watch Coming to America. In the beginning, when he first like wakes up in the morning and people do all of those things for him, it's so ridiculous.
You mean in the hot tub?
Yeah.
When that girl cleans that royal thing?
The royal member has been cleansed.
But as crazy and stupid as all that is, would you want that? Like, would you take that life if
that
it were available?
That specific example, yes.
Whole thing, that life of pampered...
No, that's
luxury.
Like when you talk to celebrity, you know, so I just got done listening to, and this is kind of unrelated, but it's that weird thing of celebrity of any level. Sean's been making fun of me, but I've been listening to this real long interview with Adam Duritz from the Counting Crows. And he said about how like they blew up real so fast, but he's like within like a 4 day or a couple day span, at least once a day, someone would come up to him and be like, oh man, you must feel so lucky and feel so blessed that, you know, you're got this famous and your band sucks so bad. Like to his face said that, you know, and to which we both laughed. It's like, well, people have done that to us. Oh,
people still say that to us.
Oh, I hate your radio station. Thanks, man. Well, appreciate you coming over and telling me that. You know, like, I never listened to you.
Yeah,
well,
I love
the
it.
The thing you guys did, it was awful.
Yeah, or I don't listen to your station.
Okay,
yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. I love
and
that
And then
one.
They tell you what they listen to. And I really appreciate, you know, like, it's like I walk into your business, like, I've never shop at your store.
Yeah.
Your
this restaurant
terrible.
Has the worst sandwiches.
But again, I think, you know, the thing with Harry is, you know, he's never not going to be famous. So no matter what he does, I just think he wanted to be away from it. From what it sounds like, the British tabloids are brutal.
Oh, they're horrible, and they spread lies, and they do not care. But I still think, like, when you see a celebrity here in the United States, let's say an actress who really gets married and wants to kind of go off the grid, you know, they moved to the middle of Idaho to some small town, and you really don't hear from them for years. Mm-hmm. Whereas with Harry and Meghan, supposedly they were trying to do that, but they're still putting themselves out there so much that it's a bit hypocritical.
They also got cut off from the royal paycheck, so they got to get some cash somehow. So
they're doing all right.
They're fine.
They gotta bolster up their Oprah nest egg, and then they'll be fine.
He came over with his pantaloons full of money. He took off those fancy royal pants and tied
and
the legs bottoms.
She has
bottoms.
Her own money from she's got her own money as well. So.
Yeah, they're doing just fine. Well, they decided they didn't want to be fancy bloomers, British royalty, famous, rich. They wanted to be American Hollywood linen shirt rich. So they just made a choice, and they're doing it.
Are they doing TikToks yet?
That's
sure.
Next.
Oh. Everybody's doing it, man, except for you. You won't do it. You won't do no damn. Oh, and I still hadn't finished setting up my TikTok, and I still get those alerts all the day.
One step away from making your profile active. Finish your personal info.
I'm going to start doing TikToks
do
this
it.
Weekend, this oh Memorial God. Day weekend.
Speaking of which, the one thing, my wife is addicted to Instagram's Reels, which is basically TikTok videos.
Yeah.
I have heard, you know, they use like the same five songs. It's like I can recognize the song now. Like I get the gist of the video just from like what's in the background. Like there's one that's like, oh no, oh no, oh no, 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 no.
And, oh, I love that one.
Oh God.
That's my jam. You sounded just like it.
Thanks. Thanks, man. There's a dance one. There's another one.
When I go to the Waffle House, I always play that on the jukebox, but I wish they had your version of it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, everybody no, would be no. singing along. It would just be a big party.
Wait, I better stop. We'll get flagged, and, you know, I don't want
to. Oh, God, that's true.
Oh, gosh.
I don't get to get flagged.
This audio has been removed.
Unlicensed.
Yeah.
How are we doing on time? Are we good?
Yeah, we're close. I can't remember how much I let roll in the beginning when we were complaining about something else.
My stopwatch says it's time to wrap things up.
Oh, it is, really? Because I was going to ask y'all if you had any interest in seeing Chris Rock in that new Saw movie.
I think that's so weird. Who else is in it with it? Isn't it Samuel L. Jackson, too?
Samuel L. Jackson and Chris Rock in the new Saw movie. And the reason that Chris Rock is in it is because he was like at a party and he ran into the dude that did the other Saw movies. And he had an idea for a Saw movie. And the guy was like, that's a good idea for a Saw movie. You want to do a Saw movie? He was like, yeah, I'll do a Saw movie.
Which, by the way, of course, of all the franchises, you know, eight deep. You know, if Chris Rock's like, hey, man, you know what would be cool? Yeah, done. All right.
Yeah.
Chris Rock walks in a room. And there we go. All right, go get it, guys.
They said it's not as gross as the rest of them. It's not as, but I still can't watch movies like that. Those hurt my feelings so bad. I can't watch a movie where people get hurt and die and stuff.
Oh, yeah, me neither.
Unless it's Cowboys.
What? Like Dallas Cowboys? What did Mean Joe Green ever do to you?
Hey, listen, thanks for checking us out on the podcast. I hope that everybody has
a great cowboy. I think he was a Steeler.
I think you were looking for Tony Dorsett. You were looking for Tony Dorsett.
Come on, 70s football players for 300, Alex.
Yeah.
Wow, too soon.
Oh, that is too soon. All right. Anyway, hey, stop it. Everybody, have a fantastic Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
Don't forget, this long weekend is a Bet You Won't Play It Memorial Day weekend. We'll be playing requests for four straight days. It's going to be some crazy business. So if you think of a song from wherever you are, we get songs literally from all over the country, from as far away as Virginia.
Yeah, sometimes
really
even
far.
South Carolina. Oh!
336-373-0987 is the number. You can call that anytime. It's the direct line to our big behind, and you can put a request on the Simon line. Do it. And you can reach us on 987simon.com and listen to our radio station and our Get Up show. Final thought, Charlie.
If you're trying to be incognito, I suggest moving to, oh, I don't know, Montana, not Los Angeles.
I'm moving to Montana soon. I'm going to be a dental floss tycoon. I'm going to grow it up. I'm going to wax it down. How about you, Maddie?
What? Oh, no. Oh, no.
All right.
No.
Be sweet. Be good to yourself. Be good to everybody. Maybe next week we'll do another one. I don't know.
Hey, we'll see.
All right, bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.